The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
منبر. A lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His blessings, the greatest of which is the blessing of guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Luqman says, وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. We gave Luqman hikmah, wisdom, anishkur lillah. I don't want to discuss this right now for different reasons. Do the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be thankful. Rough translation right now, very rough. So it mentions the idea of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then saying that مَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever is thankful towards Allah, it's for their own benefit. They're not helping God. They're not adding anything to God. They're not... It's for themselves. The only benefit that there is for shukr is for themselves. And then it starts to quote Luqman. The verses do. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانَ لِبْنِهِ. Luqman said, remember the time that Luqman said to his son, وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ, while he was advising him, يَا بُنَيْ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Oh, my dear son, do not hold associates, partners with God. لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Don't be a believer in shirk and polytheism. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. That's a quote from Luqman, which of course, when God says, we gave Luqman wisdom, and remember when Luqman addressed his son and said these words, that means approval. God is saying, we gave him this wisdom. So these words are approved of. Although, of course, all of what is mentioned there that is telling us what Luqman told his son are things that we actually find in other verses of the Quran as well. But there's a reason why I'm emphasizing this. Then God changes that a little bit, and the language at least is that he's not quoting Luqman. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. It's like in brackets, the story is being told of Luqman addressing his son and talking to him. After the first point, which is not to be a polytheist, not to believe in multiple gods, not to hold any partner with God. Don't partner anyone with God and say that this person is also has some level of lordship by God in any way. No, no form of shirk. That was what Luqman said, and the Quran quotes that. Then in brackets, in a sense, punctuation that we notify the reader that this is not, it's in between a story, but it's not exactly part of that. Why God speaks in that way, it's a whole different story. Why are the verses like that? It's a whole different story. The point is here, this is not quoting Luqman. It's not a verse. All of it's from God. Sometimes God quotes a person, and sometimes God doesn't quote a person. This is not part of the quote. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. We advised the human being, بِوَالِدَيْهِ, to his parents, or in regards to his parents. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنٍ. His mother, the human being's mother, a person's mother, bears him وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ, difficulty after difficulty. Again, rough translation. That's what I recall the meaning of وَهْن. That may not be very accurate. What I recall is that. The point we're trying to make is not regarding this. Go read the translation from what I can recollect of my memory of the meaning of the words is difficulty after difficulty, وَفِصَالُهُ. And so حَمْل, the pregnancy period that the mother carries the child in her womb, and then afterwards, فِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْن. Afterwards, the child is dependent on the mother in her nursing him up to 2 years. All that period, all those difficulties. So it doesn't mention the father here. That's for another time. It's interesting. We advise the human being to the parents. And then the one that's mentioned is حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. The mother is mentioned. What was, so this is, we advise towards parents, and then the mother is mentioned, what she went through for every person that is alive, that is born. أَنِشْكُرْ لِي. What's the advice? أَنِشْكُرْ لِي. Be thankful towards me. وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. And be thankful towards your parents. Now, I don't want to focus about parents, that meaning of parents right now, because there's other things that are there that the whole package needs to be discussed. We've discussed it before, and we have all heard this idea. The only point I will say in regards to that is that, as you see here, it doesn't say be obedient. It says ishkur li wali walidayk. It puts shukr of Allah first, and then shukr, and being thankful towards the parents. And then that whole thing is connected to tawheed, to Allah, even what the parents do and what the parents go through. It's connected to Him. إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. What you are becoming is towards Allah. You are becoming towards Allah. You're moving towards Allah. Everyone is. Everything is. إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. Towards me is what everything becomes. Everybody, everything is moving towards Him. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورُ. Another verse that says the same, presents the same idea with different wording. It doesn't say obedience. It says be thankful. Being thankful is recognizing their effort in terms of the human being. It's recognizing their effort and appreciating it. That's what shukr means. In the context of the parents, appreciating the hardship they went through to raise us, to give birth, the mother is mentioned here first. That is a difficulty, a hardship that fathers just don't even understand. As much as we observe the process, perhaps to a degree, we don't feel it. We don't go through it. It's mothers that go through it. That's something that mothers need to be appreciated for. You need to recognize that, appreciate. She went through all that hardship to give birth to me, for me to be born, for me to exist. Now, I need to be appreciating that. Appreciating that means that if not just for the, that's where it started. And those are things that none of us can give back to our mother. We cannot go through such pain to serve our mothers. What we can do, however, is appreciating that effort. And as we said, it doesn't stop there. That's where it starts. They take care of us up to an older age, at least for the average person through their teen years. They take care of us. Appreciate that. You take care of your parents. This doesn't mean obedience. It's never mentioned that we advise the human being to obey the parents. It's never mentioned. Appreciate. They did that for you. You look for when, at whatever point, something that can help them, assist them, if you can, if you're capable of, with the conditions you have, with the obligations you have, you can, if you can provide that service, especially if they're now in need of you. That's where we have a lot of emphasis. There are times where the parents are now in need of the child and their support and their assistance and their love and their care. And then the child doesn't want to provide that care. The parents put up with all the whining, all the crying, that they didn't even know what the cause is. Now that parent is older in their age and every little thing bothers them in ways, as the Quran says, similar to a child. And I can't put up with the complaining or the special needs that my father or mother, especially the mother, has. That's where the Quran says that's not right. If the two of them get older with you and you are capable of taking care of them and just get upset because they have more needs and you get frustrated with that. No, لا تقل لهما أوف. It's like أوف is when you're frustrated. Like, oh, once this, can you turn this on? it's too hot, it's this. They may complain, they may get edgy, they may shout. Well, when you were a baby, you did all of that. They took care of you. Appreciate that. Don't say oof. It doesn't mean don't say anything that they dislike. Sometimes you got to say something. The Quran says, do amru al-ma'ruf wa nahi al-munkar. We have right here. Amru al-ma'ruf wa nahi al-munkar. Anyone who hears amru al-ma'ruf wa nahi al-munkar, nobody likes to be criticized. Amru al-ma'ruf wa nahi al-munkar is criticism. If you see your parents doing something that's wrong, you have a job, don't approve of it. They want approval from you, you can't give approval. They're not going to like it. Does that mean just, oh, I can't do that, I have to listen to my, I got to do, no, that's not what it says. It's not what the Quran says. People do that culturally, whatever, that's their thing. The Quran, don't attribute that to Islam. Islam does not say obey, and Islam does not say that taking care of them and not being upset with their demands and what they're asking of you in their old age because of their conditions, to be patient with that and don't express frustration, that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to say anything that they don't like. That's...
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه